Okay, so I think the another part of this...
Go in the kitchen.
And what I've heard is that people from Colorado know a lot about weather, talk a lot about the weather and what's going on, I guess because you can see it so good.
Maybe.
You know, with all the, you know, you right there in the clouds, pretty much. You can,
Yeah, and we're, see, we get a lot of, our summers are short.
Mm-hmm.
Our winters are longer. But, that's okay.
That's okay? So what is,
Yeah, because then we wouldn't have ski area, and then we wouldn't have nothing.
That's, well...
That's what brought it alive again, was the ski area.
Yes, it's getting
back. Back in 61 or whenever that was.
Do people ever get hurt because it's so cold up there? I mean, people who come in that don't know how to dress?
No, I think they're familiar. Those people were there, they live from one ski area to another, so they're familiar with that.
They don't...
You know.
Because they could get,
Yeah.
What's it called when you get so cold it, like, damages your skin? It can, Frostbite?
Oh, yeah. Some of them get that way, not because they want to either.
Right.
It can be just a... Tazzy, would you leave her alone? Stop it. She must be special. You guys don't do that to me. Yeah, she has a little bit once in a while on my hands and stuff, but Saudi just never done that. So you got a special ingredient. Stranger than the beautiful. little squirts.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me see what I've got here. So, all right, what is it if it's the most cold? What would you call that? Or if it's
frigid,
freezing.
Freezing.
And then, and you talk about the temperature. Do you talk about it being like above or below?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, does it go below zero?
Oh yeah. In the winter, much of the time.
So it gets...
But it doesn't really stay, you know, get as bad as... Sometimes it be 40 below, but it doesn't do that all the time. That's just a special thing.
And do you guys get... You have a kind of special kind of snow up here? Or is it supposed to be...
I don't know. They just say they like the snow for skiing, so...
Right.
I don't know. And it,
do you get ice out here on the road?
Oh, sure.
Do you have problems, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, when you get 4 feet of snow, you got everything.
Right. And, I mean, do you have, like, different types? Like, people say you have black ice or...
Oh, yeah. It can be. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And is it okay, does it make it worse when the wind comes on or...
Oh, yeah. You get the blizzards and you can't see. You can get blizzards, and I'd hate to be on a road on some of that stuff.
Yeah. So what, if you were outside and it started blowing, would you call it, like, would you say, the wind
blizzard.
Is doing something?
Yeah, it's a blizzard. They sometimes have to close the lifts up there. I mean, it isn't a, you know, all the time, but maybe once in the season they might have to do that.
Have you ever been caught in anything bad outside, or?
Mm-mm.
No, you've always...
You know, and if you do, you just know how to get home.
Right.
From school, like we did, if there was a snowstorm blowing.
And is it nicer weather here than some, like, the surrounding towns, you know, Gunnison, or is it...
We don't get quite as cold as Gunnison. Gunnison gets colder than we do.
It does? Okay. Mm-hmm. And, when you're outside, you can see your own, when you're breathing,
yeah.
You can see your own breath. Mm-hmm. Okay. And have you ever heard of different names for storms, like a Chinook, or do you, you know, hear in terms of that?
No, I really haven't. Like, I know of.
You could just call them blizzards.
Yeah.
Storms.
Yeah.